What is up, Delusional Podcast number 19? I'm your host, Delaney Brown, and we are with a special guest, Emerson!
What's up, D?
What's up, bro? Tell me a little about yourself. Tell the audience who you are and what is up.
Let's see. My name's Emerson Watson.
And shout yourself out. What's your at?
My at on TikTok is Emerson.Watson, and Snapchat is EmersonWatson56. But
there we go.
Let's see, where do I start?
Who is Emerson? I don't care where you want to start, but just give the people a little who Emerson is and, yeah.
Let's see. So, I grew up in Gulf Shores, Alabama, and graduated from Gulf Shores High School. So, shout out all my Gulf Shores people. And now I live here in Michigan.
That is insane. Why? Oh, my gosh. You moved, right? You lived in Florida, too, right?
Yeah, I lived in Florida for, like, 3 months, and then I came up here to Michigan, and I absolutely love it.
So it was, like, out of impulse and stuff?
Basically.
What was your story about that? Like, how did you – I mean, I know the story, but the people who are listening don't, and maybe if they want to, you know, move to somewhere where it's cold all the time, I mean – give them a little bit of, like, advice on how to, I don't know, get up and leave, right?
Yeah, so I lived in Florida for 3 months, and it was just a weird situation. I wasn't happy there, and so let me just tell y'all the story on my Michigan people. So, let's see, like, two or three years ago, I think. I'm not really sure. But a group of girls came down to Gulf Shores to Crico's Pizza, and I was working that night, so shout out Becca.
They came Aubrey. Down they came down to Florida.
So they came what down there for odds. Dude, I swear. They came down odds. For their spring break, and I was working that night, so it was Becca, Aubrey, JC, and Caddy. They came into Crico's and I was working, and my boss was like, go give those girls menus, and I was like, you know, like, say less, you know. And so
say less.
Gave them menus, and then I was like, where y'all from? They're like, Michigan. I was like, what are y'all doing here? And they're like, spring break. And I was like, oh, well, that makes sense, you know. And so then I got Becca asked me for my Snapchat, and then we hung out during the week. And then they invited me to go to Tambo's. They were at Tanger Outlets. Went to Tambo's, which is a coffee place in Gulf Shores. I forget, like, not everyone knows what's going on. So, Tambo's is a skate coffee place. It's super dope. Went to Tambo's, and that's where I met my best friend now.
That Autumn. You live with, right?
So, Aubrey. I live with Aubrey. Shout out Aubrey. But I live with Aubrey. You met Aubrey.
Yeah. She's cool.
Yeah, Aubrey's, she's super dope. And so they're all my best friends now, and I wouldn't trade them for anything. But so I live with Aubrey, and that's where I met Autumn. I met Autumn there. And then we went to the hangout one night. And so then that was, like, the last night I saw them. And so then I decided to book a plane ticket in May and come surprise Becca and Aubrey for their graduation. Came up here and absolutely fell in love with Michigan. And then I was up here, like, all summer. Me and Autumn got super close. And then I went back home. That was my junior year. Went back home, finished junior year, and then started senior year. And I came up here in April. And I was like, man, like, I just love it. Like, that was just my runaway spot. Like, I just loved it here so much.
That's and crazy. So,
my dad was like, how about you, like, move to Florida? Try something new. And I was like, you know what? Like, let's do it. So I graduated, moved down to Florida, and it was just not my...
I feel like Florida, like, everyone loves Florida. Like, why didn't you like Florida?
I just didn't have, I just missed home. Like, Alabama was home to me.
Yeah, and like, you moved away from, like, your friends and stuff.
Yeah, I left, like, everything, like, I grew up with behind. And,
yeah.
I was always, like, if my parents would go, like, my dad would go out of town, I would just run away back to Alabama. Like, Alabama was just always my spot, and it was just home. And so then I just got, like, really unhappy with myself, started getting depressed. Listen, people, everyone that's listening, there's always a way out. And there's always a light at the end of the tunnel. So never give up and just keep fighting.
There we go.
So got back to Florida.
Do you want to talk about, do you want to talk about your store and how you like conquered or like got over being? Yeah.
Okay. So I'm a really like outgoing, like happy person and no one would expect.
She is the funnest person to be around. Like you guys, like I went to Michigan one like over the summer. Or like late September, and I met up with Emerson, who obviously we were on the phone with, and it was one of the funnest weekends, literally of my life.
Dude, so fun, bro!
Like, oh my gosh! But
dude, that was a crazy weekend.
She's awesome.
So, anyways, I was going through a breakup. I just graduated high school. Hashtag Corona year. So that was different, not the expected. Graduation, not to expect, like, we weren't able to do, like, what all these other seniors were able to do that we looked forward to growing up.
Yeah.
Hangout fest, all that good stuff that we all had planned. And then I came out to my parents, which was, my mom said she wasn't surprised, but then again, she wanted to act surprised and just kind of, that kind of took a toll on her and didn't
want to. So was she supportive?
Because
a lot of people ask me like how to deal with homophobic parents and like being, you know, I don't know. I can't really answer that, but maybe if you could.
My answer for that and for anything that's going on is simple: time. Time heals. Yeah. A lot, and it's new to them, so it's just an adjusting thing for them to accept and get into. But I was raised in a very Christian home, which I always knew growing up that wasn't allowed, but I knew when I was little that, you know, I was leaning towards the girl side.
Yep, you were different.
Yeah, I always had crushes on girls when I was in kindergarten, and I wanted to experience a heartbreak with a girl. When I was in kindergarten, and now looking at it, going through a heartbreak, I was like, what was I thinking? Like, why did I want that so much?
Yeah.
So, part of it. I dated a girl for a year and a half, and, like, all this stuff happened in May. Like, deciding to move, leave my hometown, the whole graduation thing, coming out, and going through a breakup all in May. So, I just kind of fell into my own hole, and I was alone. I didn't have my family and my friends. I didn't know how to cope with the breakup. It was my first. I really just wanted my mom to talk to about it, but I couldn't just go to my mom and tell her like about this girl I was dating. Like she would just flip and not want to be a part of that, which was a little bit, it was rough. And I really just wanted my dad to like be a part of my life. And that was rough too. So
oh my gosh. So you kind of went through the heartbreak like alone?
Yeah, for sure. 100%. I mean, my friends had my back, and I don't think I could have made it through without them. 100%. Since I had no one, they were there.
Wow.
Which means a lot. But
that's insane.
So I called my dad one day. I was like, hey, like, we need to talk. Like, I don't know how to fill out college papers. I don't know how to do all this. I need to figure out work and all this. Like, I'm in a whole new ball game.
Yeah.
And he's like, all right, like, we'll sit down and talk. We'll have lunch, like, tomorrow. And I was like, all right, bet. Like, let's do it. Like, let's get the show on the road, you know?
Yeah.
And then decided to fly out and go see friends. And I was just like, bro, like, this was kind of like my last straw with Florida. And so I booked a plane ticket and came up here to Michigan. And I told my friends basically what I just told y'all, and I was like, I'm miserable, like, I don't have anyone, and I just want to be up here, or I want to be in Alabama, one of the two, and I was sitting with Autumn in the car one day, and she was like, just move here, just do it, just do it, and I'm such a, like, you know what, I gotta go do stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And so, that was it. I booked my plane ticket on, I think August 26th, I booked it. And by September 4th, I was living in Michigan.
And you've been there ever since?
Yep, and I absolutely love it.
Why do you like it so much? Like, is it like, I mean, I've been to Michigan, it's just like Wisconsin, but like, what made it stand out to you? And like, just the people or like the atmosphere, the community? All the gay people there.
So Alabama's definitely the worst state to be gay in. Like, absolutely, just the most homophobic, conservative, it was just absolutely terrible. Which I'm sure there's a lot of supportive families out there. Don't get me wrong. I have a lot of supportive friends. But it's just a big state that you don't want to be in for that. But up here, just everyone, it's just a new atmosphere. And, like, everyone that's from up here is, like, excited to see sand and water, like, salt water. Like, oh, my God, you know?
Oh, yeah. I go crazy, bro.
And so whenever I see snow, that's kind of my thing, which figured out, like, snow bites and it kind of hurts sometimes. Yeah. Shout out Danielle for that TikTok.
I just got done shoveling. So, yeah, we got, like, 7 inches over the past night.
Dude, it's so cold. I've never been in this cold of weather before.
But, oh, yeah. You're new to it.
Yeah, very much so. But, yeah, just the people up here. Like, I've made some of definitely lifelong friends. Shout out Abby, Danielle, Holly. I got AJ. But AJ's leaving to the National Guard here in she's leaving in May. But like, just the people out here, and it's just something different. I'm 18.
You're young.
Yeah.
You're finding out
trying something new.
Yeah, exactly.
Making memories. I mean, I'm actually happy 1 year of knowing you, bro. Before the pod, I went on Snapchat to see when I added you, and it was February 4th.
Yeah, because you gave me the playlist tickets.
Yes.
And playlist was supposed to be next weekend.
Yep.
And you just sent me, you're like, hey, like, I'm not going, so here your ticket. Like, that literally changed my life.
Yeah, meeting you, like, I mean, it opened up so many doors for me. Like, I was, like, I didn't realize how close Michigan was to Wisconsin. Like, I had no idea, like, what up in the map was. Like, I just knew Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Louisiana, Mississippi. Like, it was just all right there.
And that's crazy. Because when we met in Chicago. Do you want to tell them the story of us meeting?
Oh, my God.
Getting kicked out of the freaking mall.
I remember. So you posted a pod about Chicago, but we didn't really go into detail about that.
Yep.
So, we can go into Chicago right here. So, I hit Delaney up. I was like, hey, bro, like, we've had each other on Snap for a couple months now. Like, let's link. Like, let's go do something. Let's go film a YouTube video. Let's just go make some content. And so, me and Aub drove to Chicago, met Delaney, met Abby.
And without even telling Aubrey's parents, right?
Dude, oh my gosh, I forgot about that because Aubrey's mom called and she was so mad.
She's like, where are you? And you guys were like,
Chicago.
3.5 hours away.
So, yeah, we got there, got to the mall, and dude, I'll never forget this. You looked and you're like, you want to race? And you and Abby just bolt, and I just see 3 security guards behind us and I
run,
like,
after us.
Oh my gosh. And so
they're banging on the bathroom freaking door. I open it. Abby's literally like on the
butt
toilet.
Naked on the toilet.
There's 2 toilets in the room. Like, what the?
And y'all thought it was us banging on the door.
So we were screaming.
And I started taking a video. I thought it was so funny because I saw them come up behind us. I was like, oh, no, this is not going to be good at all. And so y'all are all screaming because you think it's us banging.
I thought it was for the vlog. So I'm like, okay, bet. Let's just scream.
So then you, like, poke your head out and you're like, 1 second. Just like 1 second. And then they start talking to us. You're like, that's my cousin.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Because, like,
they didn't believe it either. I was like, bro. Yeah. And so
that's crazy.
And they're like, we're going to need y'all to leave. It was that it was that big security guard that looked like a Gatorade bottle.
Oh, my gosh. And, yeah, that's what I was like, oh, my gosh, she's never going to want to hang out with me again.
Dude, no. That just makes me want to hang out with you more, bro. That was so funny. We have so many, dude.
Dude, I know. We're just walking out of the mall, and they're, like, staring at us. Dude,
going that down mall was, that mall stunk anyways. That was terrible. That mall was poop stain.
I know.
That mall was terrible.
But, yeah, oh, God. So, you do social media, too, right?
Yeah.
So you, do you want a bigger platform? Do you not care? Do you, what do you see in the future, like, in the future of Emerson's social media?
I mean, of course, like, a bigger platform. Because
you love it, bro.
Dude, I love it. Like, reaching out to more people, I'm so grateful for the platform that I have right now and the people that I can reach out to and the stories that I've made and the text messages that I get, people saying, like, they appreciate me, just, like, makes my day. Like, I love that, and I don't have a huge platform, but like, I appreciate every single one that like likes, follows, anything.
Exactly. It goes a long way. And that one talk that we had in the hotel room,
dude, we talked for 3 hours and didn't even know it.
Dude, I know, it was like 4 a.m. and then you're like, all right, well, I'll start heading home.
Yeah, time just went by fast. We were just talking.
But yeah, and like, I mean, if you can make an impact in one person's life, like, it, just imagine what you could do with like 100,000 and then 1,000,000.
Exactly. I mean, making one person's day is just enough. I started a homeless, like, fun type deal. I posted on TikTok a couple months ago, where I made sweatshirts, hoodies, t-shirts, and raised about $200 and something. Went and bought toothbrush, toothpaste, deodorant, a mask, hand sanitizer, snacks, a bottle of water, that type deal, just because with COVID going on, it's always nice to have a mask and hand sanitizer, and a snack just to, you know, hold you till you can get something. But so I made about 25 bags, and literally like last week handed out my last bag. But
really,
it literally lasted me so long.
But so, like, how did it feel doing that? Like, what'd you get out of it?
Oh, dude,
like, I want to know the whole, like whatever you felt.
So basically,
I think that's awesome,
dude. Literally life changing. Because some days I'm like, man, like, I don't have anything. Like, all my friends have this, but I always remember, like, other people got it worse than me. And these people sitting out here in this cold, and it's just a mess. And just seeing, like, their faces and just letting them know that, like, God loves them, you know? And he was like, here's a mask and some cookies, bro. Like, but there's been a couple times where I, like, sat and talked, and I've had some crazy stories. I remember one time when I was driving home from Florida to Alabama on my little runaway.
Oh, my God.
I stopped at a gas station, and I saw this homeless lady sitting on the curb. And so I walked inside, you know, grabbed a couple bags of chips and a couple bottles of water and walked out. And I was trying to hand it to her, and she was like, I can't eat that. And I was just like, you know, kind of like looked at her sideways. And I was like, what do you mean? Like,
yeah, it's food.
And
right?
She was like, I have stomach cancer. Like, I'm dying. And I can take the water, but I can't take that.
And oh my God.
She looked at me dead in the eyes and was like, what would you do if you knew you were dying?
Oh my God.
And I kind of like took a step back, and I was like,
yeah, what would you do, bro? Like,
yeah, and that was such a wide, like, deep question. Like, I just met her. And I was like, I'd get right with God. I'd make sure everything, like, tell my family I love them, you know?
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, I am right with God. I love him, and I'm ready to go when he wants me to come home. And so I just lost it, just immediate tears. And I was like, oh, can I pray with you? Like, and just prayed for healing and protection, and just to lay a hand on her. And I gave her my phone number, and she said she'd reach out to me, but she never did. But I really hope that lady on the curb in Florida is either dancing up there with Jesus or she's rocking it without cancer right now.
That is crazy, because you never know, like, that's why be kind out there, because you never know what people are going through. Like, they could look like the
exactly,
happiest people,
bro.
But have the worst at-home life or the worst, you know,
exactly.
Sadness.
People put on a mask for the day just to make it through, but whenever they get home, they take it off. You don't know what's going behind closed doors. And that, so my sweatshirts, talking about sweatshirts and all this, on the front, it's Be the Good. It says Be the Good across the chest. And then on the back, it says B2CL, Born to Change Lives. So,
ooh.
Yeah. So
dude, you could pop off with those. You could totally, like, I would even buy one.
Yeah, go get it. It's in my TikTok bio. It's under, it's like bonfire.com. TikTok,
okay,
Emerson.Watson. Go get it.
Yeah, guys, if you guys want to support and, you know, help out my buddy Emerson and her journey to, you know, spread positivity, go check out her hoodies right now. It's a great message.
100% of the profit goes to homeless people and reaching out. I posted,
that's sick, bro.
Yeah, I posted with me with all the bags and doing the shopping with Abby. But we have
that's sick.
Yeah, it's super life changing, bro. It really
is. I didn't even know you did that. And like, I feel like a lot of people with a following, like, they, I don't know, like, you, that's crazy that you do that. And like, I don't know, a lot of people just not are selfish, but like, they don't think about doing that, but you do. So like, you have such a potential to like change the fucking world, bro.
Yeah, bro, it really is crazy. I mean, I think it was 20-something people bought a sweatshirt. 20-something people. And my mom was sending me, my mom owns a hair salon down in Gulf Shores. And people were walking in with the sweatshirts on. And it was just like, it's all over the place. Like, I'm, like, people in Alabama are wearing it. There's people in Florida. My dad had a picture of, like, some of his friends were wearing it. And I was like, geez. Like, it's really out there. And I've gotten, it's just crazy. Because if you wear that sweatshirt, there might be one person that stops you and is like, where'd you get that from? You know, like, where'd you get that from? And you just tell them a summary of my testimony and they're like, okay, let's go check it out, you know? And that's just spreading more. That's just, it's a butterfly effect.
It's creating a big, like, chain. And to get people to, you know, not change their mindset, but open their mindset to, like, viewing it like that. Because I never thought about it like, I never thought about that. I didn't even know you had that until now.
Yeah, it's...
That's awesome.
It's really dope.
What made you decide to do that? Like, what in your mind was like, oh, I'm going to make hoodies, get 100% of the profit, and go freaking buy them all stuff and give back to the community?
So, my mom, so in Gulf Shores, there's a nearby town called Pensacola.
That's in Florida, right?
Yes. The Gulf or Alabama, Pensacola line, Florida line, from my house to there is like 10-15 minutes. It's not far at all. So Pensacola, Florida is not far, probably 25-30 minutes. And there's just a bunch of homeless people down there. And so when I'd go there with my mom, my mom would give anything that she had in the car. And she always told me, never give them money. Like, they'll buy drugs, whatever. But I realized, like, whatever I give them, if it is, like, if I have an extra $5 bill on me, like, I'll give it to them, whatever. Whatever I give to them, it's now in their hands, but it's also in God's hands. Whatever they do with it is between them and God. I did my part in
that. Yeah, and if you think about it, like, you do something good, you'll get something good in return, like, kind of like good karma. I believe in karma to the max.
Yeah,
I'm always thinking about that.
I mean,
even if it's like paying for the person behind me at a place, like, it's
I kid you not, when I first moved here, it's probably the first week I lived here, I was in Holland, Michigan, and I was with Autumn, and so I was like, you know, I'll just pay for the person behind me. So I pay for the person behind me, and I pull off to the side, and we're looking, and I kid you not, it went on 10 plus cars and it just pay it forward.
Yeah, and that's what I'm saying. It's like
I've gotten it a couple times where the person paid in front of me and like I was like, man, like I really was having a bad day, but like someone else is thinking, you know, like we all just got to work together and
exactly. It's a chain of
exactly.
And yeah, even on my worst days, I'm like, okay, God, give me a sign that like it'll be better. Like this was like a while ago and like someone paid for my Dunkin' in front of me and I was like, holy shit, that was quick.
First, like, dude, it's crazy.
It happens, bro.
But that's what I like to use my platform for. I mean, you get the thirst trap lesbian, blah, 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 blah. I'm looking in the camera, licking my lips.
That's my favorite Emerson, I think.
But mainly, I just want to be positive and just spread kindness, you know?
Hell yeah, bro.
So, I mean, small platforms, big if you have 10 followers, you know, that's 10 people you can reach out to.
Exactly. I really don't think numbers have to do with anything.
Yeah, number is nothing. Because and people nowadays,
people nowadays are so worried about the number on a number on a screen or like money in the bank. And I get that, but like you really gotta worry about you can't worry about that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
like happiness is more than a number on a screen.
Exactly,
and your own happiness and your own well-being.
Exactly, but that's
so with your merch thing or the what is it called again?
Be the good.
Be the good. Do you have any goals for that?
Goals.
Like by the summer, by next year.
I mean, it's a number, but like 100 people bought a sweatshirt. Like that would just be like crazy, you know? Like, because with 100 people buying a sweatshirt, that's $1,000 worth of stuff.
Dude, you know what you should start doing? You should buy all the, like, buy bulk in sweatshirts and get, like, a press machine for, like, maybe $100 and make them from your house so all the 100% of profit goes towards it, not just the stuff that you get, because Bonfire and those apps that you make merch from take some of the money.
Dude, that's actually pretty smart.
So you start it from your own place. That's what I'm gonna start doing that with my merch and like take the profit and 50% goes into content, 50% goes back into the LGBTQ community. And I wanna do it from my own house, be like, it's mine. Maybe there'll be like a giveaway, like a signed one or like something like a little box. And I think it would save you, you would get that money. I mean, we're talking money, but like you'd get that money, you get more of the money because not another income person is taking it.
Exactly. 100%. Whenever,
but I don't know if you ever thought like that.
I'm planning to get a place here with Abby pretty soon. And
is Abby, wait, who's in the car with you?
Holly.
Hey guys.
Say hey, what's up, Holly?
What is up?
How are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Pretty good. Pretty decent.
That's good.
No complaints. How cold is it there right now?
It's a good 11 right now.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
We're surrounded by big snow piles.
Yeah.
Yep. What are you guys up? You guys are DoorDashing, right?
We're going to go DoorDash after this, but we're sitting at, y'all pronounce it Meyer, but when I first got here, I thought it was Major.
No.
We're sitting at the Major right now.
Meyer. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, it's, what is it right now? -1 where I'm at right now?
No way.
Yeah, feels like -10.
That, dude, uh-uh.
I didn't yeah, this morning it was like...
Pretty soon.
Yeah, yeah, for real. We should, bro, for like spring break or something, or like in the summer, we take a trip to like somewhere warm. Florida or either Myrtle Beach. So
I saw that you came up on my, I think on my For You page. Didn't you go to LA not too long ago?
Yeah, I went to LA.
Okay, so I saw where you posted maybe a while back where your like dream was to go to LA.
Yeah.
And so I had a plan to go to LA last May, but freaking COVID hit and all that canceled. So we need to get an Airbnb and just my dream is to surf in Cali.
Dude, let's go. in the summertime. I'm telling 100%. You. But you better be going to Playlist this year.
When is it?
It's September 3rd through the 5th in Orlando, Florida. You better be there. Tickets are $145. Like, it was the most fun I've ever had. Like, Michigan times 20.
So, so are we planning to go together or what?
Yeah. I'm going to get some friends and we can all, like, either split, get an Airbnb, meet there. Because, like, that'd be so sick.
So it's a weekend, right?
Yeah, it's I think it's a Friday through Sunday, and then I'm probably gonna fly there. It's Friday. It starts Friday night, so I'll probably fly there Friday morning, get all settled in the hotel or Airbnb.
Yeah,
and then leave Monday morning.
Okay, so where are you planning to fly out of?
Probably Chicago.
Okay, so
per usual.
If you want, we could do. I could come.
Yeah, I was going to say, come to Chicago, because I think my friend Morgan is coming, and obviously Kiana, my girlfriend.
Yeah.
Oh, I miss her. And, yeah, she's a sweetheart.
Super dope.
But, yeah, totally, bro. Oh, I love Playlist so much.
I really wish I could have gone, but I'm glad that I gave my tickets up, because now I got one hell of a friend.
Hooray! Oh, my gosh. All right, well, we are at 30 minutes, and I usually cut it at 30 minutes.
All right, bro. But let's for sure plan on Playlist.
Yes. Do you have anything else you want to tell the people? Like, what you, like, anything?
Let's see. Ender? So, when is this dropping?
So, this is dropping right now.
Oh, right now? Okay. So, if anyone's listening right now, tonight, whatever, I don't know if you're posting on social media about it. Have a great day tomorrow.
The date's February 16th.
Yep. Have a great day tomorrow. If you're listening during the day tomorrow, I hope you're having a great day. Don't let anything take you down. You got it. If you're ever going through something, and if it's in the slightest, or it's, you got big family problems, friend problems, a significant other, don't be shy to reach out to me. At my Snapchat.
Keep pushing. Yep.
DM me on TikTok. I will answer. Whatever you need. I got your back.
Yes.
You're not in this alone.
Yep. Thank you for being a part of this, Emerson. I appreciate the
Thank
time.
You for having me,
and
bro.
Holly, thank you for sitting there with Emerson and just chatting with us.
It was very entertaining.
Oh, my gosh. Well, thank you, guys. Drive safe doing DoorDash. But, everyone, thank you guys for watching. Get the socials down below. I'll put Emerson's, all of her links down below, too. Thank you guys for watching.
Have a good
Love
night.
Love you guys. Bye. See you guys.